is conditional use number 2541, Hudson Pond LLC.
Madam Chair, I move that we recommend approval of conditional use 2541 for Hudson Pond LLC to operate a mini storage facility with outdoor boat and RV storage based upon the record made at the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the use as a storage facility is of a public or semi-public character and is desirable for the general convenience and welfare of neighboring properties and uses in that area. Two, the use is to be located along Route 113 and is in an area along the Route 113 corridor where several businesses exist. This is an appropriate location for the type of low intensity use. Three, the use will be a storage facility with an office. No manufacturing, assembly, fabrication, or similar activities will be permitted. Four, there was testimony in the record that there is a need for storage facilities in Sussex County. This type of use complements the residential development that is occurring in Sussex County and the newer resident developments that do not allow sheds or long-term parking of boats and RVs on the lot. Five, this type of storage facility generates a relatively minor amount of traffic when compared with the other types of uses. It will not adversely affect traffic on area roadways. DLDOT has stated that, and the traffic impact will be negative. The project, with the conditions and stipulations placed upon it, will not have an adverse impact on the neighboring properties or community. Seven, this recommendation for approval is subject to the following conditions and stipulations. A, the use shall be limited to mini storage buildings and outside storage. The building on the site shall be no longer than 50 feet by 50 feet in size and 20 foot in height. Other than the central office, none of the buildings shall have water or sewer connections. B, any security lights shall be screened with downward illumination so that they do not shine on any neighboring properties or roadways. C, the perimeter of the storage area shall be fenced in and gated. The location and type of fencing shall be shown on the final site plan. D, there shall not be any manufacturing, fabrication, or similar activities conducted on the site, and the building shall not be used for the contractor unit or other businesses using conducting within them. E, there shall be only two indirect lit signs allowed on the site, no more than 32 square foot per side. One may be located on West Hudson Road and the other on Route 113. F, stormwater management shall be maintained on site using best management practices. G, the hours of operation and access to the facility will be the following. Gate access will be available daily from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., 7 days per week. H, perimeter landscape buffer shall be established along the entire perimeter of the site at varying widths consistent of existing trees to the greatest extent possible. The final site plan shall also include details of the perimeter landscape buffer, including specifically the area along 113 that shall be planted to screen the storage area. I, any trash receptacles associated with this use shall be screened from neighboring properties and roadway. J, the final site plan shall indicate all RV and boat storage spaces and parking and drive aisles. The location of the outdoor storage and parking spaces shall be clearly marked on the site itself. In addition, the boat and RV storage shall not be located along the perimeter adjacent to Route 113 or West Hudson Road. K, the use shall be subject to DLDOT requirements regarding entrance and roadway improvements necessary to provide access to the site. L, no sales or maintenance of boats or RVs shall occur on the site. No hazardous materials or fuel shall be stored on the site other than what's in the tanks of the boats and RVs on the site. No junk or unregistered boats, boat trailers, or RVs shall be stored on the site. M, any violations of the conditions of approval of this conditional use may result in the termination of the conditional use. N, the final site plan shall be subject to approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission.
A second.
Okay, the motion's been made and seconded to approve conditional use number 2541 Hudson Pond LLC. Mr. Allen, how do you vote?
I vote yes for reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Mr. Passwaters?
Yes for reasons and motion stated in the motion, excuse me, sorry.
Okay, Mr. Collins?
Yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Mr. Pettyjohn?
Yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
And the chair votes yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion. The motion carries 5-0.